Okay, so we left off with Tosos. Basically, we had a issue. What's the reason for the psil of above 20? We have Rabba's theory that is based upon the man Yedidor Sechem, which we said is that the dira in a sukkah must be a dira shell sukkah, not just the dira which happens to be in the sukkah, but it has to have the quality of sukkah. And the way it does that is that the sukkah is a part of the experience of the dira. The experience of the dira is your visual location. You know, so above 20, since it's not part of what you see, so it's not part of the experience of the dira, and therefore it doesn't have the quality of a dira shel sukkah. And Laman Yedu, according to him, is saying that it should be manifest in the yeshiva b'sukkah that it's a yeshiva shel sukkah. It has to have that quality. Okay, that's the way he learned it. By the way, do you see an idea like that by Zimon? You guys had Zimon last year, right? By Zimon, you have a halacha of there's a phenomenon of tziruf of who you see. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like a vision, you see, is a part of the kvias together. Is vision is the phenomenon. Vision is a metzarev, so to speak. The what's around you is part of your kvias. That's an element in your kvias, the ambiance. You know, that's an idea. And you see friends like Kiddush Makom Suda. Because once you also get into things, your vision. You know, vision is definitely, so to speak, defines or is an element in defining the scope of the adira or achila experience. Okay, so that's this punchline. So that's the basic. So that's the punchline. So then we did a tosa. Tosa has a problem because Rabba, the same Rabba, who says the reason is because you have to see the schach, says in Erevin that if you have a sukkah where you have thick schach, the bottom of which is 19 amos high, the top of which is 21 amos high, that the sukkah is pasul. So if it's pasul, what do you mean? But you're going to see the schach. The part which you're going to see is the bottom of the schach, is the ceiling, not the top of the roof. So the ceiling is only 19 amos high, so what kind of problem should that be? Right? So Tosfos says, you're right. Enochanami, minatorah, it's 100% good. But it's a separate gzeira in the Rabbanan that you may come to thin out the schach, remove the bottom part of the schach, you'll be left with the top part of the schach, which is above 20 amos, which is psula. And therefore, it's you're not allowed to do it. It's a gzeira. And, right. But, and he proves in the Gemara that you see, the Raisa really would be good. The Raisa would be good, and you see it's only the Rabbanan, so it's very much in line with the Shitas Rabba. Why is it good in the Torah? Because all we care about is the bottom. But it's a separate outside gzeira midrash. So we wanted to know. Fine, it's all nice, all well and good, and Tosus really resolved the problem very nicely. Seems perfect. But the only thing is there anything? Does this affect the sugya conceptually at all? Is there anything we could derive conceptually about from this Tosus, or how does this affect our understanding of the sugya? Is it just a pshat, or is there some insight we could glean from the Tosus? That's what we left with. What we have to do is explain how, when you have a Darabanan, and this is important, I mean, the Darabanan are worried that maybe you're going to thin out the Sach. Okay? But not every worry could be a Gezerah. Again, Halacha is like Kol Darabanan Kein Deraisa, which means that the Darabanan, when they set up a Halacha, it has to fit into the structure of the Deraisa. Just because you're worried about something doesn't mean that you can make an Isser about it. I mean, it's Halachos. That is a science of halacha, and not every formulation could fit into halachic structure. So, if you're making a halacha, derabanan, it has to work its way into the tzura of the deraisa somehow. Okay, and the question is going to be how this does it. Okay, and the problem here is that that's all very nice and good that you're worried about the guy thinning out his chach, but bottom line is that what's the deraisa? The deraisa of above 20 means that the experience of dira, that the dira must relate to schach. Right? The dira must relate to schach, and that is accomplished by the schach being below 20. So what's halachically, it's true you're worried about that thing. That's a worry. But so what's the halachic formulation now? Is that if the whole halacha of 20 is that my dira must relate to something, my dira is related to schach. So the rabbanon have to create a formulation which could be in line with the deraisa somehow. You know what I mean? Like how, what do they say? So what you're trying to do is to say, well, your dira must relate to the schach, but there's two ways of relating. You relate to the bottom of the schach visually, and then you relate to the top of the schach like mentally somehow, right, or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that's difficult, but I think there's also an easier solution, because it sounds compelling that that's all, that's really what you relate to the bottom. Okay. But remember he asked the question, Moshe asked the question way back when, okay, yesterday. He said, this is a nice idea about this experience of the Yadira, must be a Dira Shel Sukkah, and it must, the Dira must be part of the experience, the Sukkah must be part of the Dira experience and all that. But is it a halacha in the Dira, in the Maisa Dira, that it must relate to the Sukkah, that it must relate to the Sach? Or is it a din in the Chafetz Shel Sukkah, that a Sukkah must be of such a height that it houses that kind of a Dira? You know what I mean? Is it left as a din in the Maisa, or is it a din in the Chafetz? We said the Lashon seems to indicate it's a din in the Chafetz. But because it says, Asei Sukkah Sheh Yeshivasan Ikeras, or something like that. Yeah. It says, right? Yeah. Yarashi, it's not Arash, no, Yadam, Arash, no, Yadam, Yoshev, no, not that one. Yeah, there's a Lashon in Rashi, which, I'll say Sukkah, she, Shivas, and Ikaras. It doesn't say Yoshev, Bisukkah, and Ikaras. It says, I say Sukkah, she, so it sounds like that, but we said it could be that's just descriptive, but, you know, in a practical, descriptive kind of way, but we weren't sure, so we said, let's hold off on that. So now, let me ask you, take a side on that issue? Okay, so I think the latter. Okay, so I still have the latter. Right, the latter. See, if you were to say that the chafta, the latter is the chafta. See, if you were to say the former, if you were to say that it's a din in the Maisa Yeshiva, that the yeshiva, the dira must incorporate the schach, then when the sukkah is 19 and 21, the thick schach, the dira completely incorporates the schach, and the fact that I may take it out, I may, but in the present, the dira only relates to the 19, and the above 19 might as well be non-existent. Insofar as my experience of dira is concerned, it doesn't do anything for me. Okay, in terms of definitively, there's no. Insofar as my yeshiva is concerned, the height, the 21 schach, is meaningless. It's non-existent. So there's no way to formulate a psul in my yeshiva because of schach, which is above, piled high on top of the sukkah. But in terms of in the category of my dira, only lends itself to what I say. That was the idea, is that how do you even make the height part of it? Because the dira incorporates your visual scope. But that doesn't have to do with the top. So the top doesn't have to do with my dira. My dear doesn't relate to that. So there would be no way to formulate, even though you're worried about this type of thing, but there's no way to formulate it categorically. My yeshiva is 100%. There's nothing, there's no way to formulate the psal. Okay? But if you tell me that it wasn't left as a din in the yeshiva, rather, it was it's a din in the sukkah. The chafetz shel sukkah. The shiur of the sukkah must be such that it lends itself to a dira which is experientially includes the sukkah. Okay, the height of the sukkah must be such that it lends itself to a dira which relates to the sukkah, to the staff. Right. So then now you could ask a question. Now you tell me it's a shiur in the height of the sukkah, a shiur in the staff. Well, let's say I just told you an abstract halacha, no reasons attached. The shiur of the schach is 20. Okay, there are two ways you could formulate that. It could be the shiur of the ceiling is 20. Of the, so to speak, the experiential schach. Or it could be the substance of the schach. The substance of the schach must be below 20. Whereas in the schach, if you have a substance of schach above 20, that's possible. That's not possible. I mean, it could be a psal that it's a shear in the substance of the schach. And the substance of the schach, when part of it's above 20, so now you could have said, oh, my schach is above 20. So the true part of it's below, but as an entity, they have schach pasul on top of it. Okay, so in theory, you could say that schach above 20 is a posel. But that's if you're talking about schach as a substance. If you're talking about the schach as a experiential schach, then you're talking about the ceiling. Then It only goes by the bottom. So well, now you're telling me the Torah is formulating a shear of schach of 20 because of all these, because of the mishlah, you know, because you'll see it. So now the question is, well, which chafza of schach is it going to grab onto? Is it going to grab onto the ceiling or the substance of the schach? Well, according to Rava, okay, and you could argue the other way, but according to Rava, it would be mistaber that it's going to grab onto the experiential schach. The experiential schach is going to be, nitva is going to be the one which halacha grabs onto. The ceiling has to be within 20. And that's how it is, Minat Torah. But midrabanan, because of chashashos, that's why. That's the why. Because you're worried the guy's going to take it out and all that, and that will become the experiential schach or whatever. But midrabanan, halachically, the tzura halacha, the tzura of the derabanan is that the shear of 20 is not only in the experiential schach, but it's in the substance of the schach. That if you have schach above 20, that's a posel. So in terms of the substance of the schach, they're all schach. It's all schach. So now I have schach posel in my second. So if you say that it's a din in the chafza shel schach, that it must be above 20, it's sure the reason is because it has to lend itself to being able to a certain kind of yeshiva, but it eventuates in a halacha in the chafza ashira, in the chafza shel sukkah. So it's true, the appropriate... Now that there are two choices, in what framework of the chavtash of the schach will it attach itself? It's the appropriate choice, within Rava, is certainly the experiential schach. But there's nothing illogical, halachically, you could formulate the soul that it eventuates, and not only is it possible if the experiential schach is within 20, but even if any substance of the schach is in 20. Why? Well, who cares about that? You're right, Mikra Din, I don't care about it, but the reason why I care about it is because that substance may someday become experiential schach. That's why I care about it. That's a why. That's why they made the takana. But the why, you could always have a why. But what, halachically, it's saying that the psul of above 20 extends to the schach as a substance. So the substance of the schach is above 20. It's possible. So I could even argue that it would have been possible, even Minat Torah, to say within Rabbah that it's true the reason is because of the experience. But halachically you could say that when it set itself up halachically as a shear, it's a shear in the substance of the schach. Okay, not a shear in the schach as an experiential entity. It's more mistaber to say that it's in the experiential entity, but it's not illogical. And where do you see that Tosus holds that? Because remember at the beginning he says it's k'tzas kasha.
Yeah, right.
Right? He said k'tzas kasha, that according to Rabbah, why is that possible? If the schach is above, you know, if it's halfway but 19, halfway 21, why should it be possible? Because according to Rabbah, the whole thing is that you see it, so you see it. So why is it k'tzas kasha? Because I think he knows that you could have argued, that that's the reason why Rabbah holds it's possible. But halachically, it's a din in the shiur of the chafta shel schach, and the schach is a substance, and if any of the substance is above 20, it's schach pasal. But it would be more mistaber, since schach is an experiential entity, so therefore it would be more mistaber that the deraisa should grab onto it a shiur in the schach betoras the ceiling. Ceiling is a phenomenon. So therefore that would be more logical to say. It wouldn't be impossible, but it would be better. So saying, you're right. It did do that, minat Torah. But midrabanan, it's purely logical to say, if you have a chashash, to grab onto the other one. Midrabanan, they said, not only is 20 a limit in the schach, b'toras, the experiential entity of the schach, but 20 is a psul in the substance of the schach as well. They didn't change it. They said that's also right. Their motive was because that which is the substance of the schach may someday become the experiential schach. So we want to just stop the problem from the first place, and nothing which could even potentially ever become it. But it's not just that it could potentially become it. Right now, there is a reality to its existence as schach, just not the ceiling, but the substance of schach. So they extended the shiur to a framework beyond which the deraisa sat it by. This kind of move you can never make in the category of the Ma'aseh Yeshiva. If the halacha were purely that your yeshiva must relate to sukkah, so then you can't. It doesn't. There's no framework of the chafetz shel schach. The experience of dira only brings into its scope the ceiling. The experience of dira doesn't relate to it. Potentially, may will in the future, but here we're saying it's not just because it will. It's because it does. It does. There is once it's a chafetz, that is the chafetz shel schach. But right now, But in terms of the experience of Dira, there is no reality to that right now. Right now, the experience of Dira, the ceiling is only the bottom. So therefore, you couldn't make this move halachically. You couldn't set up the gezerah halachically if you held that it were left as a din in the Dira. And that's why I think Rashi's on the same page, because you see Rashi did formulate it as in the Chatzta Shel Sukkah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the reasoning is one thing, but how a reasoning finds its place halachically is not the same thing. See, Tosus is amazing about Tosus is I think that he really he helps you understand the sugya, you know, because if we just did the sugya, we'd be left with this question, which is the most question which we had yesterday, and that's why I didn't want to take a stand on it, because I knew about this Tosus, you know, but the time you're doing it, you kind of don't know. I mean, it seems like it should be a din in the Maisa, you know, in the Maisa Yeshiva, but it sounds like it's a din in the Chavetz, so who's to say? I mean, it's... You'd speculate, but Tosus is cluing you in. Well, wait a second. This is Rabba, and he gives you the whole framework, and he shows you for Rabba to work out. It's really Zdin al Chav. You know, so he's so to speak helping you refine your understanding of the Gemara. You know, I mean, that's really like Tosus is not just asking question and answering it, but he's really putting you on the right page in terms of how, where to place the halacha. You know what I mean? So that was Rabba. That was Rabba's theory as to why there's a shear of 20 in the sukkah according to the Chachamim. It's, by the way, it's an interesting thing to note. I didn't pursue it, but maybe at some point we could. Is so, for instance, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Like, let's say within Rabba. Rabba's explanation is the reason why there's a psalm of 20 according to the Chachamim is because this, the shear, the thing has to be such that it will make a diras sukkah part of the experience of Dira. And Rav Yehuda holds his no share like that. So what does he hold? You know what I mean? Like, apparently he doesn't go for this idea. The Gemara doesn't really go into it. See, that's what's interesting. Gemara never really gets back to it. According to one of the answers, it does. According to the third explanation for why 20 is a problem, it does. But according to these, it doesn't. Okay, so the Ran does bring up, I think maybe for the second explanation we'll be able to get some insight based upon the Ran. Well, let's leave the problem open, okay? Let's leave it open. Again, it's hard to know what he doesn't go, what he doesn't like about it. I mean, it's somewhat speculative. I mean, could be he just told that he doesn't go for the drasha. I mean, there's a philosophical reason, and it's amikus nipshito, and it's nice to try to make up to fit into halachic thing. He doesn't go for it. I mean, the bird of proof is, so to speak, on the chacham. He's just saying it's like it's makom dira. Who cares how tall it is, you know? Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily, you know, it's hard to. Like, what did Ravi say? I think the Ravi used to say, it's like, I don't even have to interview him. You know, like, what exactly he didn't like about it is hard, sometimes hard to know. You know? But so let's leave the question, though. I think it may pop up its head as we go along. Because, like, for instance, we're going to have another explanation now that Rosero is going to give a different theory as to why 20 is possible. So later, the Gemara is going to say, oh, well, why didn't Rosero like Rabba's explanation? And it's going to give a reason why he didn't like about it, you know? So you could say that Rav Yehuda held like Rav Zera's reason, you know. Well, you'll see what I mean. Well, let's not talk around. We'll get to it, okay? So now Rav Zera is going to give another reason. Another reason for why it's possible to have a sukkah above 20. And what's the reason for the psul? He doesn't like this thing, apparently, of seeing it and all that. Forget it. That's not what he doesn't care about that. And he doesn't like it. He says, that's like my philosophy. That's the future. That's everyone will know. But that's not halacha. Halachically, what's the psul? So he says like this. Okay? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya talking about lasid lavo, that there will be a sukkah. Some sort of a sukkah, there will be a protection, I think, maybe from God or something like that, that there will be a sukkah will be there for its sale in the days, during the day, in Chorev. Not sure how that fits into the pasuk. Yeah? From the heat. Okay. So, but the point is that the Torah, the Navi is expressing the sukkah, you'll have a sukkah, which will provide you its sale. So this is, so what do you see? So he's deriving from there that a sukkah needs to provide sale. That's all he's doing. He's saying that since the pasuk expresses itself that way, you will have a sukkah for its sale. He says, oh, hold on. Sukkah must be that it's for sale. So he says, Ad esrim amo adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah. When the schach is below 20 amos, until 20 amos, so now he's going to sit under the shade of the schach. Mm-hmm. The schach. L'maylam asranama ada ein adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah b'tzel defanos. Once the sukkah is above 20 amos, so now you're no longer going to be sitting in the shade of the schach. You're going to be sitting in the shade of the walls.
Where's the sun?
It's a good question. I don't know where the sun is.
But objectively, you're in the shade of the walls.
What do you mean objectively? Because it depends on where the sun is?
Apparently, no matter what.
Okay, well, it's not so simple. What else does it depend upon?
You mean like this sukkah kosher in the middle of the day when for sure it's the schach that's covering
me? Okay, that's a good question. What else does it depend on?
Well,
the height is 20.
Also,
oh, well, what else does it depend on? Yeah, well, also, hold on. He's going to ask that. But yeah, doesn't it also depend on the size of the sukkah? I mean, for instance, if you have high walls, exactly, right. But we'll see that later on in the Gemara is going to say you're right. This psul is only for a dollar. A sukkah which is dollar by dollar. But if you have a big sukkah, you're right. That won't be a psul.
Really,
okay, we'll get to it.
So we'll get to it.
But that's we'll see. It's not so simple. Okay. It's not so simple, but let's take it as a given for now, the fact that he's saying above 20, you're not going to have sale of this sukkah. Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. You're not going to have sale of this sukkah, but you're going to have the sale of the walls. So now he asks the question, which is what Michael is referencing. Amarle Abaye said back to him, Ela me'ata ha'osa sukkaso ba'ashteros karnayim ha'chanami d'lavi sukkah Rashi. Oh, we missed a few Rashi. So let's read a few Rashi. The sukkah tiel itzel, mashma, it's mashma, ein schach, elah, so itzel. Schach is that which is made for tzel. Elah itzel defanos, shatzalalim agiyam zelazeh, because the shade of each of the walls reach one another. Mitoch govan shel defanos, because the height of the walls. Ve'ein sarach schach, so you don't need schach, the schach isn't doing anything. Ul kaman muki pluk tayil or bzeiro, b'she'ein ba ela arba al arba. The Kimlu Rabbanan, the Baha'i Shiura, Lakatzel Sukkah, Elatzel Shudafanas. So it's only by 4x4, because the Rabbanan established that with this Shiur, there is no tzel of the Schach, but it's only going to be the tzel of the walls. Okay? It's hard to understand how exactly you're having tzel on both sides, from both the walls. Yeah, I mean, you can't have the sun in two places. I don't know. But whatever.
Also, if it's directly overhead, we didn't get how.
Yeah, also, if it's directly overhead,
it's
got to
be
tzel
Schach.
If it's all by dot, I would think that it would be less than Esther.
Right. Yeah, I know. But it's not necessarily going to be overhead. I mean, directly overhead.
Right, I know.
I mean, in one part of the world.
I don't know.
Ashros Karnayim. Shneha, that's what he says. Kimlu Rabban. I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, they evaluate, they assessed it. Ashros Karnayim. Shneharim Gedola. If you have two big mountains, Vashpela Benayim, the valley in between them. Umitot Goba Horim, Ein Chamazarechas Sham Bashpela. So if you have here, let's say you have a sukkah in a valley. So sukkah in a valley. You're not going to, basically, it's shaded anyways. So that you don't even need, so you're not sitting in the tzel of the schach, you're sitting in the tzel of the mountains. So therefore, if you're telling me that the sukkah, the tzel must be provided by the schach, so then you can tell me a sukkah is puzzle and Asher's Kanayim.
Why is he assuming that's a bad thing?
Oh, it must be assuming, because you don't see a lot like that. I mean,
no, I mean,
if there was a halacha like that, you'd know about it. I mean, you can't have a halacha that you have to make sure you build your sukkah in a place which is sunny. I mean, if it had without there being a mesorah or something like that, I mean, he knows that there's no halacha like that. I mean, if I live in Ashur's Kanayim in this valley, I am Pater and Sukkah, I have to go somewhere else, you know. If there were a halacha, I don't think he's saying it would be intrinsically impossible, because he's saying mesorah, that's the way it should be, according to you.
Right.
But I think he's just saying you'd know about that. There's no halacha like that. You could say definitively there's no halacha like that. I mean, it has to be, you have to know about it. So, but since there is no halacha like that, it must be that there's no such psul. There's no halacha that you have to sit in the tail of the schach. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's the tail of the valley. I don't care if it's the tail of the wall. So why is it possible? It's above 20? It's a logical question. Can't be. That can't be the reason for above 20. So he answers back. He says, no. On my way, I'll tell you there's a big difference. Hasam, over there by the valley, Dal Ashteros Karnayim, he could sell sukkah. Sell sukkah, yeah. Minus out the valley, the mountains, so then the sukkah will be providing the shade. Hacha, Dal Defanos, here, if you would remove the walls, Lekatzel sukkah, then you're not going to have any tzel. So if you minus out that which is providing the tzel, in the case of the valley, and of the mountains, you're going to have sail. The schach is still going to provide sail. In the case of the walls, if you take away the walls, there is not going to be any sail because the schach is above 20, so it's providing sail for something else or whatever. It's not providing sail for the sukkah. So therefore, you can't compare the two cases. That's the fact. So is there Rashi? Let's see. Is there Rashi here? Dal defanos lekat sail sukkah shechama ba'a mitach teha nimsa shma batal. That is going to turn out the sun's going to come in. You take out the walls, the sun's going to come in from under the walls, and there's not going to be any shade. So it's not going to work. It's interesting that he says that.
Yes,
I'm not sure it's weird. It's interesting that he says that. He doesn't just say because the sukkah isn't giving the shade. Something that has to be explained. So what do we have to say? Let's explain Rashi. What else? Are there any questions here?
Hamina
Oskana. We have to find out Hamina Oskana. We have to find his question and how he's answering it. But, I mean, does this sound like a good answer? I mean, on the surface, is it a good answer?
Well, it seems like the basic thing of what he's trying to say is that one is intrinsic to the sukkah and one is an external circumstance.
Okay.
Which I think is the final
Okay, fine.
Point.
Fine. But let's ask a question.
Well,
when
you
answer
his answer, it seems like he's taking Rashi's approach that the schach is the inherent part of the sukkah, so the schach has to be what is giving me the shape
for
walls.
Okay, we're giving answers, but we have to ask questions first. What's the question? I mean, they're saying good answers, but, I mean, what's... I mean, before we get to so we get us.
I mean,
just on the surface. I mean, maybe it's too easy to ask. But I mean, if you take away the mountains, but you know, they're not taking away the mountains are there. So I mean, was this like a fiction, like a halachic fiction? But what does it mean? You're right, it is an expression. But what does that mean? It's like bottom line is he's saying you have to sit in the tail sukkah, right? The sukkah has to be providing the tail. So now you're saying, yeah, but what about the mountains? Now the mountains are providing the tail. You say, yeah, well, pretend let's cut off the mountains. So yeah, but bottom line is that you can't cut off the mountains are there. So if you cut off the mountains, then you can sit there. But bottom line is, as long as the mountains are there, the sukkah is not what's providing the tail. Like it just doesn't sound like you can start making moves and all that.
Right.
But I mean. What he's saying doesn't really, I mean, doesn't answer Abaye's question, because what he was saying, and this is, I guess, what Matt was saying, is Ein Adam Yoshev Tzel Sukkah El Tzel Defanos. So you say the same thing with Asher's Kanaim. You're not sitting in the Tzel Sukkah, but you're sitting in the Tzel of the mountains. You say, yeah, well, if I would remove them, then it would be, but who cares if I would? You could have a lot of ifs, but that's how it doesn't work on what I could do theoretically. It works on what is the situation right now, and whose Tzel am I sitting in right now? The mountains. So that should be possible. That's it. Right? So you're giving it, you know, but I think that's what we have to measure up the answer to, is your explanation has to answer that. You know what I mean? That's the force of Abaye's question. Abaye knows you could start, if you remove the walls, but you can move the mountains, but you're not removing mountains. What are you moving the mountains for? And what is Rashi getting at? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. First thing I think we have to define before we get to the Savin Maskana is what's Rezera's halacha? This is, so to speak, a question and answer on Rav Zera. But the first step is forget the question and the answer. What is Rav Zera saying? Rav Zera is trying to explain the psal of Sukkah L'mayel Me'asar. So the question is, how would you define? I think that's the first step we should do. Maybe we'll do that. We'll try to do that today, and we'll get to that kind of tomorrow. But I think we have to, before you have a question, before you can understand the svara of the question, well, you have to define what's the question on, well. You know what I mean? So I think we'd be skipping a step if we wouldn't first say conceptually. I mean, we have a sense what he's saying. It makes sense, you know, so you don't define it. But how do you define what he's saying? Let's define what Rav Zera is saying. Basically, on a basic level, again, we're going to refine it when we get to the Hamei Haskala, but on a basic level, it's saying that sukkah, sitting in a sukkah, doesn't just mean that you're sitting under a schach, that the schach is directly above your head. Then you'd be good, no problem. But schach is letzel, that's what it's telling you. Schach means something which is letzel. So therefore, when you're sitting in the sukkah, the schach must be functioning vis-a-vis the yeshiva. Right? But since that's what schach is, but you're not really sitting in a sukkah, you're physically under it, but you're not in it, because since schach has a function of tzel associated with it, so if you're not b'tzel ha-slukah, your yeshiva isn't really related to that function.
Can I ask a question about the way you're expressing that?
Yeah. If you look at the way he expresses it, he says, Aras Rama Adam Yoshev b'tzel sukkah. L'mayel Me'asar Rama in Adam Yoshev b'tzel sukkah b'tzel defanos.
Yeah,
but
that's
both Rashi's even.
Rashi's? That's only going to talk about the inside of schach. In el arba, what's the kula rabban lashon?
So mash
ein schach elah asel letzel. Yes, so he's saying schach is asel letzel. So therefore, when you're saying you have to sit in the sukkah, you're saying you have to sit in the sukkah. So it's saying you're not really, you're sitting in the structure of it. But since schach is asel letzel, you're not really yoshev the sukkah.
So it's not really a sukkah then, basically. Right?
Well, it's your yeshiva isn't. I mean, the sukkah doesn't lend itself to yeshiva.
Right, so it seems like you're saying that therefore it's not really schach.
Yeah, I mean, also on the other, I know this in the Maskana.
Yeah, that's true, but it doesn't. That ends up being the case, but it's not because there's something wrong with the substance of the schach. It's just that the yeshiva, the area which the schach is covering, so to speak,
right.
is it's not providing tzel for that area. So therefore, the schach would be good if you'd be able to sit outside of the sukkah, you know what I mean? But it's like, it doesn't match up with the part which is covering and the part which is providing tzel don't match up. So you can't do, the part where you want to do a yeshiva in,
right. It
doesn't relate to the schach as right. a...
Therefore, it seems like the schach is not schach.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Okay.
Let's leave that vague. Let's leave
it
vague.
Okay.
Let's leave it vague. But it sounds like he's saying you're not yoshev in that. It sounds like he's saying
your yeshiva is not one that's connected by the schach, right?
Right. Therefore, it ends up being that the schach has no practically. It's, so to speak, practically, it's not schach. But since there's no, it doesn't allow for a yeschiva, so therefore it's not.
Right. So it's not. I mean, yeah, it's possible.
It doesn't do anything, right? But it's not because intrinsically it. Doesn't provide shade. It provides shade, so to speak, if
you go over
there. But on the walls, it provides shade.
But because that this is the result, apparently one of the characteristics it has to have is something that provides, that allows for an area.
For shade under it, right, in the place which it's relating to. Not just that it provides shade on the walls.
Right, that's the end result, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay, but I think this type of questioning is going to be part of the, So his question is, so if that's the case, when I sit in Yashros Karayim also, the schach isn't really providing tzel. So the schach is basically, I'm sitting under schach, but am I really sitting b'tzel haschach? No.
Right.
So the way the sukkah is built is in a way that the schach can't function to provide tzel. So it's the same thing. What's the difference if it can't function to provide tzel because the walls are very high, and therefore it's not providing tzel onto the area below it, or if it's because of some external factor? But bottom line is, the schach has no function vis-a-vis tzel. And since sukkah tiel is tzel, the schach has to be functional for tzel, so it's not functional for tzel. So how's that good in the valley? It must be because I don't care about this tzel thing. I don't care about tzel. Bottom line is, I'm sitting in a sukkah. So now he gets to give an answer. His answer is, no, you take away the mountains. Yeah, but I didn't take away them. But bottom line is, I'm not sitting with tail sukkah, and the tail of schach isn't functioning.
Okay,
so that's what we have to answer. So.